I'm calling from Portland.
Yes.
Have you had any reports of the UFOs over the Portland area?
No, ma'am, not recently.
Well, I saw something Thursday night that still got me shaking.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
I walked over to the neighbors about 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And the moon and evening star were so bright, I'm an invalid and on a cane, I stopped to watch them. And as I was watching them from, well, I would say almost to the coast, it looked that far in the distance. Of course, distance is deceiving at night.
Yes.
And it was just like a blunt object coming, but it was lit. And I'd say like a kid's folded airplane that they shoot, you know, flying
in
the air. And in a matter of seconds, it was over Portland in the saucer shape. It was metallic, outlined in blue, red, and green stationary lights. And it would kind of hover, and then it would, like a slow spinning top. And I watched it for a few seconds, and I thought, well, Billy's got to see this, so I hurried as fast as I could to the apartment. Got in and went to her back door and opened it up, and the thing was gone. There was no sight of anything.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get any information out of anybody here in Portland. They don't seem to know anything. So finally they gave me your phone number, and I thought, well, it cost me a little bit, but I'll go easy on something else.
Okay, now, could you actually make out a disc-shaped object?
Absolutely. It was disc-shaped, and it I'd say it was possibly 8 to 10 feet across.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't too far in the distance. It looked to me like it was hovering right over the new hospital here on Mount Scott.
Okay, now you say that this thing appeared to be rotating.
Yes, it was rotating.
Were those lights that were on this disc also rotating around?
They were stable.
They were stable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was just like somebody had strung Christmas tree lights on it. But they were, first it was a row of blue and then a row of red and then I think it was green. It took me by such surprise and I'm still stunned from it, and
uh-huh.
I don't mean maybe.
Okay, was this would you say it was at a fairly low altitude?
Yes, it was.
I see, okay.
It came from a high altitude and then all of a sudden it was just above the treetop. In fact, it went behind the trees. And I ran in the house because I thought, well, by the time I get into the apartment and back out through the back door, why, I'll be back from behind the trees again, and Burley can see it. But there was no sign of anything then.
Now, you say that it actually was descending as you first saw it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would this be coming more or less straight down or coming in at an angle?
Well, I'd say it was not straight down, just kind of at an angle.
Slight angle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you compare that object in size with anything else?
No. I'd say about, it would be 8-10 feet wide.
8-10 feet, okay.
Uh-huh. It was metallic. And at times, it seemed like it was flat. And I could only see the lights on one side, and then all of a sudden it would tilt toward the south, toward the north just a little bit, and then I could see the lights all the way around. And then it would just slowly, like a dying top, spin for a few inches.
Yes.
And it was just a matter of seconds, and it was gone.
Okay, now were these lights positioned around the perimeter, or were they scattered over the whole object?
No. Around the perimeter.
Okay. And did you see any openings of any kind in this thing?
No, I couldn't. It was too far in the distance to see any opening.
Okay.
It was around 6:30 at night, so it was dusk.
Okay.
If it hadn't been for that bright moon, why, I probably wouldn't have seen very much of anything, but the moon was right over it.
Do you feel that it was actually picking up the light from the moon? Reflecting off of it?
Well, I'd say the moon was probably reflecting on the metallic the metal thing,
right.
Whatever it was.
In other words, it was definitely illuminating the surface.
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear any sound?
There was a... I can't explain the sound. I thought there was a couple airplanes flying around. That's what, you know, the... Because they had been planes going back and forth. I live within just miles of the airport.
Yes.
Back and forth all the time. And, but otherwise, I couldn't say that there was any buzzing or any whining or anything else. It just sounded like a couple airplanes.
Okay, now, as you were watching the sky after this object disappeared, did you see any aircraft coming into the area?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
At least I don't know. I was so flabbergasted and so stunned by the whole thing that my son-in-law says I'm daffy. I didn't see anything.
But how long do you feel you watched that object?
I would say from the time I saw it coming in as just a blunt nose thing, way off in the distance, until it was gone, was less than 3 minutes.
Okay. Did those lights change in intensity as you were watching it?
No, they seemed to be all the same.
Okay.
You know, a continuous, just like a Christmas tree light strung around.
Okay. And what were the colors of those again?
Blue, red, and green.
Green, okay.
I think green. I won't say for sure. I know that the outline was blue, and then there was a red. They were, maybe a foot apart.
Okay. Okay, well, we sure appreciate this report. Where did you get our number?
I don't know who I called now to find out if they knew anything about it.
Would it be the airport?
The police department.
Police. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll check this out, and if we come up with any additional information relating to this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure that what you saw was definitely not any type of conventional aircraft.
No, it was no aircraft, and they tell me that they have a advertising deal on a plane.
Yes.
That's been circling Portland advertising something or another. But that wouldn't spin like this did.
Uh-huh.
And it spun for just seconds, just like a top slowing down.
Right.
And then it was gone. It disappeared just as fast as it came. And it came in at an extreme fast speed from way south, southwest of me.
Yes. Okay, well, thanks again, and we'll get back to you if we get any more on it.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to even drop a picture or something and send it up, but I just had to find out if there'd been any more reported or anything,
uh-huh.
Because it has upset me considerably. In fact, my blood pressure, I had a doctor's appointment the next day, and he said,
uh-huh.
In the world, throwing your blood pressure up. I don't know, but it was what I saw last night. And we got to talking about it, and he says, I heard over the radio just a day or two ago about unidentified objects down on the coast.
Right, they've been seeing quite a few around Astoria and Seaside.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I have the names of the two women who saw them,
uh-huh.
And I thought I'd write them a letter and see if it corresponded at all with what I saw.
Uh-huh.
So, but this thing just disappeared out of the clear sky. It just, I don't know if it landed or if it just took off as it came in.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll work on it.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye.